This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sweet child of mine.
Kid. I think we're going to name our dog child Carl.
Name it what?
Carl.
So not like Carl. Malachi.
Okay.
Malachi is a little evil sounding. I mean, I don't know, very biblical, I guess. Malachi is a cool name. But
it is.
Carl is also a cool name. And Carl is also kind of understated and human, which is, I really like it.
I do too.
Very human name for a dog.
Like a, you know, kind of just a random name for a dog.
Like Fred. Great.
Yeah, like Fred, exactly.
Yeah, Fred, like, hey, Fred.
Fred was a consideration.
That's great.
Fred, Larry. Larry was a consideration.
There you go. All right, good stuff. YouTube. So two things. One, our show's on YouTube. I think most people listening at this point know that. We've been saying it for about 2 months now. You can watch our show on YouTube live anytime. You can also go back later in the day and watch it. You know, if you miss certain segments, or if you just want to see how ridiculous we all look, which we generally do, because we wake up very early in the morning.
Look at what I'm drinking right now. It looks absolutely horrendous.
It does.
Look
at that.
What is that? What do you
it's
think
like
that
dirty
is?
Water.
Yeah. Well, it's, water with the remnants of the coffee that I had earlier.
So, yeah, dirty water.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It does look offensive.
Yeah, I thought someone left that here from the weekend. I really did. All right, so here's the deal. One, you can watch our show on YouTube. Two, and this is something we also really enjoy, you can interact with the show on YouTube by commenting. Comments, questions, you know, whether it's about sports, whether it's about us, like, why am I wearing this? Why is John wearing that? Why
looks
is John...
like you got a new sweatshirt.
I do have a new sweatshirt.
I noticed that.
Amy gave this to me over the weekend.
Oh, is that why you
very
said
cool.
that?
Well, it was in my mind.
Wow, that's new.
Yeah,
and it's
brand
vibrant.
Yeah,
got
I like the
day
colors.
Glow.
Put it on this
and
weekend.
It doesn't
like
say St. Joe's Prep on it, which is a shock from us.
No, that's right.
Yeah, this is your new summer style. It looks well, real beachy.
Dude, this
is that what that's...
I like it, but I mean, this is going to be more of a spring fall. Like, this is too big for the summer, but it's good.
What do you mean? Oh, heavy.
Heavy. I mean,
but at the beach, you need a.
If it's a windy day.
Yeah.
Windy day. But here's my point. Comment on YouTube, and then Seltzer will select later in the show the best comments and questions. Like, I have the first comment of the day. No, it's a question. It's not a comment. It's a question. I'm going to type on YouTube right now. I'm typing. Okay. Here's my question to James Seltzer. James, as the fine producer of this show, or maybe not so fine, where's all the stuff behind us? That you were going to put behind us. Like we accumulated
whoa,
a list.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Like 2 months ago, stuff just should be like.
When did it become you like, were going to put behind
like
us?
Like John's jersey. John's
you
Eagles
were talking
jersey.
About putting it behind you. And then all of a sudden.
Who produces the show?
Yeah, that's not my job.
Who produces the show?
Yeah. Are we allowed to put stuff
yes!
back here?
You know, listen,
there's
we are.
A lot of other shows
here's what
that
we got: Odyssey, WIP, Odyssey, WIP, Odyssey, WIP.
All right, but,
like we don't have to have
right
37 Odysseys.
Hugh
37.
Is sitting in this chair, and Hugh doesn't want a picture of.
Yeah, you know what happens?
Carl.
Then Seltzer, the producer, then comes in here and removes it.
Yep.
Say,
yep. Lock it in.
I don't think
all right, James,
how
about
Lewis?
Sure, Lewis.
Second
can do
producer.
It. There we go. Yeah,
see, I just
put it on Lewis.
Just took you off the hook.
I like that. That's
like,
good.
Here's what I'm looking for. I want John's Eagles jersey. I mean, that's got to be hung up, right? Got to be hung up. You could kind of mock me with my Phillies fantasy camp jersey. Like, there's a lot of things we could do.
Oh,
like, let me give you another example.
You want to hang your Phillies camp jersey and my Eagles jersey?
Right.
So it's like that is a nice. Contrast.
And then here's another
fake
one.
Fake and real.
Right, exactly. And I'll give you one more, John. One more. So I'd like to
that
say
harsh.
That today with Bryce Huff out of here, or at least he's going to be soon, post June 1, whenever the heck that is soon, I'd like to say, hey, we're adding Bryce Huff to the Philadelphia Sport Athlete Wall of Shame. You know why we can't add him to the Philadelphia Sports Athlete Wall of Shame?
Because there's no Wall of Shame.
We don't have a Wall of Shame.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Seltzer.
I like that.
Get on
if we make it a Wall of Shame, and then we lead the way with our own
Let's actually try and do this. Hey, Ava, can you help make this happen if you're listening, please?
It can be on a big cardboard.
Because if we talk to Ava, it actually might happen.
I know.
We'll
take it out at the end of shows, and we can have, like, Nnamdi's face up there, DeMarco Murray, Chip Kelly, Doc Rivers, Ben Simmons.
We discussed DeMarco Murray during the break, James and I, and we pointed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out since he sat next to Jeff Lurie in a plane and told him exactly what he thought of Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't.
It actually helps his case.
It does help his case a bit. All right, but if you have a good idea, because I really do want us to get to some visual behind. Again, I was joking earlier when I said WIP Odyssey. We do have about 30 WIP and Odysseys behind us. We could use 20 of them and like cover up 10 of them. We don't have to have 30 of them. So tell us what should be behind us.
Your jersey and my jersey is a great start,
right?
For the wall of shame.
Well, not for the wall of shame, for a different portion of the backdrop.
The wall of Lynn. Yeah.
The wall of us. It's life. Let's go to the phones. Philly's weekend was bad. It was. Wasn't good. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not happy about Trey's defense, and I'm certainly not happy about Lizardo being hung out there for, I mean, my God, 12
three
runs?
And a third.
12
76
runs.
76 pitches.
I know. To the phones we go, and what should be behind us? So you can see it on YouTube and comment on YouTube and comment on the show. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. And yeah, I agree, James. You're going to need Ava's help.
I agree. I'm just being realistic here.
We're all going to need Ava's help. Ed, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's the difference between Jason Babin and Bryce Huff?
Super Bowl or not?
Jason Babin played some snaps.
Bang. Bang.
Yeah, that's too. That's right.
Jeez, but it's with Bryce Huff, the thing, like, there was no sample size. Like, oh, man, that play he blew against the 49ers are bad.
Well, I'll say this. In the limited way he played, you could tell there wasn't much. I mean, it's not like he played zero snaps. Eventually he did, but he played earlier in the year. He looked like he stunk when he played. But, I mean, Ed, the fact that Vic Fangio, like, imagine if I was the defensive coordinator, people would be like, oh, DeCamber's an idiot. He's not playing this $50 million guy. Maybe I would be. But, like, Vic Fangio chose not to play him. So what are the chances he's going to go be successful elsewhere? But I'm hearing Baldy and Elliott both say he, like, will be. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know what's a bigger miracle, us foxing a first-round pick out of the Colts for Carson or not having to pay more money to the 49ers and getting a mid-round draft pick, even though
let's see what it is. My guess is it's going to be contingency based.
Any draft pick, who cares? Honestly,
I think it'll be on snaps and sacks and all that. It won't shock me if it ends up being not nearly a third or a fourth, but we'll see.
Yeah, but it remains a position of relative need. So, you know, I heard, you know, Trey Henderson, we've heard the name bandied about. But then I've heard Trayvon Walker. I don't even know if that's a starter, but I think he would be more expensive than Trey Hendrickson in a trade. But we still could use a little help there. So,
Georgia boy.
Yeah.
What about the you guys heard Kyle Pitts' name thrown out there?
Sure.
I really like the idea.
I'll be shocked if they do it while Goddard's here.
He hasn't been good ever.
I don't think they overlap.
Been good in the NFL.
Think about his quarterbacks. Think about his offenses.
No, that's fair.
I think Kyle Pitts is an undervalued tight end right now because of a really awful situation with coaches, with the guys throwing him the ball.
Can he block at a tremendous level? Then I don't want him. Because for this offense, I want a blocker. I really mean that.
Right now, he would be the guy who, after Dallas Goedert leaves next year, assumes the role of the premier tight end, receiving version tight end.
I think blocker is more important.
I do think his block – I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I'm assuming his blocking's bad because he's so talented as a receiver.
But he did go with the fourth pick in the draft, and I got to think he might have had some blocking to be the fourth pick
there'd
in the draft.
Some balance.
All right, Ed, by the way, what cheesed you more this weekend, Ed? Leaving Lizardo in or Trey's defense?
I think most of the times I've cursed in front of my kids are when I'm in their car and Trey boots a ground ball.
It's brutal, man.
I was on the way back from the supermarket and his ground ball, he booted it.
Yeah.
And then it was a Ralphie from Christmas Story situation, like,
Well, it was so easy, too. Because the thing.
It was right at him. He has more of those. Like, he's just a bad defender, but he has more balls
correct.
Hit right to him than anyone I ever remember.
And let's
honestly.
Be real, guys. He would have more errors if he got to more balls.
100%.
And by
dude.
The way, the Castellanos one in right field, I think that was Saturday, should have been called an error. I mean, the guy literally. And I love Castellanos. I know I very much like Castellanos. But I mean, I know he had a run to get there, but he did get there. The ball hit his glove and he dropped the ball. I mean, how is that not an error? But. All right, Ed, I need an answer from you for a kid somewhere in a title.
John Ritchie, did you ever stand next to a mountain and chop it down with the edge of your hand? Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child.
You got it, man.
What a great
You
answer.
Got it. All right, that is a big answer. There's no question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.